Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, it is such a joy every day to be able to open your Word and know that you desire for us to know you, to know your Son Jesus, to know your ways. And Lord, you want to help us and give us the strength and power to live according to those ways in this world. I pray you will bless us with your sovereign Holy Spirit. Guide us into all truth today as we study your word, and we'll give you thanks for doing so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Haman Still Boasting, and it's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 5, and verse 12. Haman has his wife and some friends at his home, where he is sharing how rich, prolific, and advanced he is above all the other servants and princes within the Persian Empire. As his wife and guests listen, in chapter 5 and verse 12 of the book of Esther, Haman continues his boasting as he tells of his special invitation from the queen. We read, Haman said, moreover, yes, Esther the queen did let no man come in with the king unto the banquet that she had prepared but myself. And tomorrow am I invited unto her also with the king. By now, most people who have read these arrogant statements from Haman have heard about enough. But Haman has more to say. Our verse reads, Haman said, moreover, yes, Esther the queen did let no man come in with the king unto the banquet that she had prepared but myself. Haman continued to discourse of greatness with his exclusive invitation to Esther's banquet. He emphasized the queen did let no man come in with the king. That is, of course, except great Haman. Haman was not only rich, prolific, and advanced, he was also well-connected in high places. And of course, at least in his own mind, all of these facts made him such a superior man to every other in the kingdom. The verse goes on to say, and tomorrow I am invited unto her also with the king. If it wasn't already hard enough to live with this pompous man named Haman, he continues his monologue with a second invitation to dine with the queen and king. In his own mind, he is now a regular, a familiar, and more important part of the Persian royalty. His participation in multiple times banqueting with the king and queen certainly put him in a position of favor with the ruling family, and Haman was certain that this favor would be extended beyond the palace doors and into the entire Persian Empire. Isn't it amazing how certain ways seem to lead to greatness and favor when all the while it is nothing more than a setup? Haman thought he was being led to greatness, yet he was being led like a sheep to the slaughter. What he perceives to be greatness and exceptional advancement is really nothing more than a trap that will have him snared in his own wickedness. The time has not yet come for the trap door to shut upon Haman, but we can be certain that it will. We must keep in mind that not everything is as it seems. Sometimes when God is working in our lives, we cannot see what he is actually doing. His plans for us go beyond what we might be able to imagine. And his plans for us are good, unlike these for unenlightened Haman. As we continue this story, perhaps we will consider that our Almighty Creator may have more in store for us than we will ever imagine. And may we learn to trust the Lord completely, no matter what circumstances come our way. Next time, Haman tells all his guests about Mordecai. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.